Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Career 360, hosted by Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim, sitting in for Bernard Lim. Now, the COVID-19 pandemic is a black swan event that's currently disrupting the global economy. It's forced businesses to adopt new ways of working and individuals to adapt to more homebound activities. Singapore's circuit breaker measures have been further tightened and extended to the 1st of June. And with people and organizations adapting to the new modality of work, what sort of impact might this have on society and technology's role in making things better? We're chatting with Ricky Willianto, co-founder of Ravenry, who's been researching the changes society's been going through the last few months, and we get his insights today. Ricky, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Howie. Nice to be here.
Thanks for coming. So, first up, let's talk about that dissolution of boundaries between work and life. How has it impacted us so far, you think?
Yeah, I think businesses and individuals have been quite surprised, shocked by the changes that have come so suddenly. I think what's interesting is that I think while people, they're quite shocked by it, and a lot of businesses were not ready for this. I think some businesses are seeing some benefits from, the whole situation. So there's also some positives that's come up from this situation in a way. And I think a lot of businesses have been very busy transforming their business, into a more digital friendly modality, I would say, just to accommodate for, the changes that's required right now.
What tech has enabled our society's transformation into this new way of doing things?
I think we've been quite lucky in a few sense. Workplace collaboration tools have definitely, played a big part in helping organizations, still work together collaboratively while they are, being remote. I think at the same time, we've been quite lucky to have a lot of services that's been delivered online. So if you look at our supply chain, last mile delivery, technology has definitely enabled us to be able to still enjoy our takeout food without even, moving ourselves from our couch.
Yeah.
that's made a big difference. And I think a lot of people has also changed their mind a little bit about screen time. It used to be considered a sin, and now it's a bit of a salvation for a lot of people who are stuck at home. So there's definitely some changes in both, work and life aspects from that sense.
How can a person, though, adapt to these changes, and how are you seeing people respond? Because I got to say, if I don't get off the cell phone or the device, say an hour before sleep time, it affects sleep.
No, yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah. I think technology has definitely, it has its downfall. You can definitely not just be, reliant on your screen as a form of entertainment or engagement. I think if we look at the consumers' behavior just in the past 2 months, what's interesting is that at first people freaked out about, the situation, and they started, buying supplies, for their own home around food. They get all the main amenities, the basic amenities. But as the panic slowed down, people relaxed a little bit more, you start to see that people find new ways to entertain themselves. People start to purchase board games in the U.S.
Ah,
what's interesting is that
away from the devices, yeah?
Away from the devices, yeah. In the U.S., what's funny is that people actually bought a lot of kitchen appliances because people started to move
to
into...
cook in,
Exactly, baking, bread makers, increased their sales by 7 times. So things like that start to, surprise us in a way. And I guess this is how people are coping with the situation.
All right. What about businesses, though? What sort of challenges are you hearing from businesses on the ground that they've encountered so far, though?
Yeah, I think aside from, the change in the way they have to work, and I think a big part of that is, adjusting to, the remote working arrangement. We've seen businesses, and funny enough, this is 2020, but we've seen businesses panic around purchasing laptops for the employees, which was quite funny in my opinion. But I guess I think we take for granted, sometimes that we have all this technology that is mobile for us, but not all businesses and industries enjoy that, right?
So in the initial period, Ricky, I saw people before the circuit breaker measures kicked in, hauling the desktop back home. Because, yes, they might not have laptops.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, these are things that surprise you as challenges businesses are facing. And I guess beyond that, beyond the hardware itself, just getting used to communicating and working with people, you know, through digital channels. That's not easy, especially when, you know, certain industries or certain roles require you to be, you know, so much in face-to-face interaction, especially when we are working with clients, you know. It's definitely has been a lot of adjustment for businesses.
Ricky, has your research shown how businesses are adapting to, say, flexible working arrangements? Because work from home, sure, that's geographical. Mm-hmm. You may still have to work from, or they would require you, the business, to work from 9 to 6, even though mm-hmm. you're geographically not there. What about the flexi work arrangement? How are they wrapping their heads around it? Are they more open to it now?
Yeah, I would actually separate that topic into two different parts. I think when we talk about flexi, we are kind of like having this big umbrella of people who's like freelancers, who is technically not an employee, but you kind of like, you know, employ them when you need them. And then the other group, which is basically the remote workers, right? So you still have them full time, but they're just not co-located with you in the office. So I think for the first group of people, which is the freelancers, I think they've been hit quite badly. We've spoken to a couple of businesses that leverage freelancers, and a lot of their freelancers utilization has gone down by close to 90%. Mm. Some have stopped completely, which is a big hit for a lot of this, you know, like creative, you know, I guess designers, you know, videographers, writers, speakers, trainers, coaches. They are severely hit by this event.
Right.
On the other hand, I think like for the second group of people, I guess the flexi work arrangement, I think businesses are becoming more open towards it. And I think they start to realize that there is kind of like a middle ground between having to be in the office all the time and kind of like going fully remote, right? So I think people just start to accept and open and transform their business to include these kind of talents in the future.
How are businesses adapting to the need to remotely kind of keep an eye on their workforce, so to speak? Mm-hmm. Embracing that whole performance-based.
Yeah, I think I think it's interesting that you brought that up because I think a lot of businesses are trying very much to kind of like keep the same level, I would say, like, you know, quote-unquote intensity, you know, when it comes to working from home, and they're trying to kind of like replicate what happens in the office at home as well, which I think it's very hard to do. And I think a lot of businesses now are kind of like shifting that mentality to think more. And this is kind of like outside of the whole COVID situation as well.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of businesses are focusing more on, you know, like getting people to kind of like focus on the results rather than like, you know, the hours they put in, you know, how are they kind of like, you know, communicating, you know. So a lot of processes have been eliminated in place of kind of like result-driven behavior or result-driven processes, which is, I guess, a lot more aligned with what businesses want anyway. They want results. They don't need you to be, you know, in the office 9 to 5, right? They need you to kind of like help them grow their business by X percent. So I think the shift in that, from that mentality or from that perspective, I think is helping businesses kind of adapt to this model of work as well.
It's great. It's gaining ground now.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, okay. You have to. They have no choice.
Right. So on an individual level, you need to adapt to this new work and life modality. The skills required, you reckon, to remain digitally relevant. What kinds do you think people need at this point?
Yes, of course. I think like a lot of the downtime that you have now, you know, being at home and like saving those time from, you know, commuting, I think people are using it to kind of like build themselves and upskill themselves. I think we've seen that a few, like, you know, reports done by UN, even like, you know, the big consulting firms, they've highlighted that a big area is area around, you know, strategic thinking, problem solving, and collaboration and leadership. So these are the four main areas of skill sets that I guess our talent needs to kind of like, you know, learn and pick up, you know, because they will become more and more relevant in the future. And especially when, you know, technology comes more and more into a workplace where a lot of the more rote-based activities at work will become
automated,
and will be automated away, right? So I think that creative problem-solving skills, leadership skills, the more, I guess, intangible skills, if you will become more and more important.
That's the thing, though. They're intangible. Very hard to suss out whether or not a person has them. What do you think?
Yeah, I think definitely this is definitely an area that's kind of like, you know, is under a lot of research. I think a lot of academics are looking into it. I think while it is intangible, a lot of this, I guess, it kind of boils down to a couple of things. I think first, organizations need to think about what value kind of like they embody as a company and what kind of culture they want to build.
Right.
And I think the translation of that into, I guess, these skills are not necessarily like quantitative. a lot of them are actually in behavioral, from a behavioral standpoint. So it's, rather than kind of like saying, oh, you got to give someone feedback, you know, like 3 times a week, it becomes more of like, you know, what kind of feedback have you been giving and what kind of results are you getting? So, and like, how are you giving the feedback? You know, are you kind of like going through, you know, like the proper way of doing it, you know? And I think like that, again, that shift in kind of like the way organization thinks about, you know, results and thinks about performance management will slowly trickle down into like, you know, them changing the way they measure and they actually define the skill sets required to be successful in an organization. And I guess like it will become more and more behavioral based.
Yeah, and this current situation has really accelerated the need to embrace new ways of thinking, hasn't it? How far do you think this, anecdotally, and to be honest, how far do you think this new normal, I'm getting quite, to be honest, sick of hearing that phrase, how far do you think this new way of working, so to speak, will hold? No chance of businesses and people, say, reverting to what it was like before?
Yeah, well, I think like we are kind of like living at the two extremes within this past 3 months, right? Like, so you know, prior to March, I guess we were kind of like living as per normal and working as per normal, and now we're kind of like living at the other end of the spectrum. Mm. And I guess kind of like the future will be somewhere in the middle. I think businesses are realizing the benefits of, you know, having, you know, the option, or even like employees having the option to work from home. I think what a lot of people and a lot of organizations realize is that people generally get, you know, to be happier at home. They get to explore things that they may not necessarily have time for when they're at work all the time. They get to spend more time with, you know, their elderly parents, you know, their kids. At the same time, of course, that's not like what a lot of people want to do 24/7, you know, for the entire month.
It's not so for everyone, like, yes.
Exactly. That's not for everyone, right? So I think somewhere in the middle will be kind of like where, you know, we end up in. And I think, like, you know, the organizations that's kind of like investing into all these different technology and processes right now, and also employees that's kind of like adapted to this model of working and living, will start to see the benefit of both and will increasingly demand for that kind of, you know, working arrangement rather than, you know, the either or of the end of the spectrum.
Right. Ricky Willianto, co-founder of Ravenry. Ricky, thanks so much for joining us today and stay safe.
Thank you so much. Howie, you too.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.